Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Kiki Strickland from Daughters of Deliverance Ministries. And this is our intro to spiritual warfare based on the book by Kim Daniels called Spiritual Boot Camp. But before we get into Spiritual Boot Camp, I want to let you know a little bit about our ministry and what we do and what we're about. This is Daughters of Deliverance International. Our mission is to equip, train, and grow women in the ministry of deliverance and inner healing. We hope to eventually be a resource and support circle to female deliverance ministers all over the world. The purpose of our ministry is to provide a place where women can obtain knowledge and the help that they need for deliverance. And once delivered themselves, the goal is to equip and train them to help other women receive their deliverance. There is a great need for inner healing and deliverance for women in this day and age. We don't always know what a person is going through, and our ministry seeks to provide a safe place, a haven, if you will, for those that are in need spiritually, who need more knowledge and understanding and the tools to fight against the enemy and to conquer him. This is a separate standalone ministry. It's not associated with any church. I do have my own personal connections to All right. Oh, there was a little bit of technical difficulty right then, but I am back, and I was saying the purpose of our ministry, and we just began in 2017, so this is our first year, but we are hoping to establish ourselves as a resource for women in our area who want more understanding of God and the things of the Spirit. We will also be introducing some deliverance topics. And we provide a list of trainings and deliverance for those who are so inclined to be more knowledgeable and to possibly obtain certification in the deliverance ministry. And then on the fun side, we also provide a host of activities and events to get to know women in the area and to connect with like-minded individuals. All right, so let's get into today's lesson. If you would like to know more about anything that I just said, you can visit our website at daughtersofdeliverance.com. We are also on Facebook and Twitter by the same name. I think if you do a search there, you should be able to find it. All right, so the topic today in our intro to spiritual warfare, we are covering just the very first part of the Spiritual Boot Camp book by Kimberly Daniels. And the name of the book is Spiritual Boot Camp, Basic Training and Supernatural Strategies for Combat Readiness. Kimberly Daniels, if you've never heard of her, is a pastor and councilwoman down in Jacksonville, Florida. She's a pastor of Spoken Word Ministries, author of several dynamic books, including Spiritual Housekeeping, Clean House, Strong House, Prayers That Bring Change, and Delivered to Destiny. We might cover Delivered to Destiny. Let me tell you a little bit about that book. It says on the back of the cover of Delivered to Destiny, it's a subject that Kim Daniel knows firsthand. Fasten your seatbelt and step into this woman's world, whose life reads like a movie script. From witchcraft to world-class athlete to drug addict, and finally to international speaker and pastor, Daniels has been delivered to destiny, a destiny that goes beyond her dreams and expectations. Everyone will identify with her story, where victims become victors and the oppressed become overcomers.
In her Anything But Ordinary autobiography, you will see how Daniels has developed a deep desire for people to experience more than just deliverance. In her River Teen story on coming out of bondage, you will discover the principle of going into what God desires for you. And a lot of people do not know what God desires for them. But we're covering Spiritual Boot Camp, basic training, and supernatural strategies for combat readiness. I don't have a lot of time, so we'll be scratching a little bit of the surface today. You'll have to come back for the rest. But I wanted to kick you off and get you prepared, get the book so that when we do our next one, you'll be right along with us. Hopefully you'll have read a couple of the chapters. And this is what the book is about. It says, be spiritually activated for combat readiness. Just as new military recruits are sent to boot camp to learn how to be soldiers, we are taught by Scripture to pick up the weapons of our warfare and to put on the whole armor of God. Spiritual Boot Camp is your guide to the weapons and armor of spiritual battle. Based on biblical principles, disciplines that Daniels learned while serving in the military, and her ministerial experience she has obtained over the years, Spiritual Boot Camp will be covering how to train and equip yourself for spiritual warfare, how to ignite your desire to get back to the basics of the gospel, how to reignite your passion for God if you've become weary, and how to activate you to reach out to a lost and hurting world. It says, for our churches to be ready for the end time challenges ahead, every Christian must be trained, equipped, prepared for battle. It is time to be all that you can be in Jesus Christ. And I dare say that most Christians in this day and age are not equipped or prepared for battle or for combat. I think most Christians today are caught up in work and making money and struggling just to live life and to stay on the straight and narrow. They're not even thinking about warfare and how they can help other people. They're just trying to live day to day and to get things done and raise their children and have a little bit of fun, go to church on Sundays. I don't think that we are as equipped as we should be, but we're going to get there. So even the foreword in this book was something else. Gary Boykin, who was a retired military person, pretty high up in the ranks, a lieutenant general retired, he did the foreword, and he talked about the ancient warrior culture of Sparta and how every male there was trained in the tactics and skills of a soldier. Starting as young as 6 years old, start training their children for battle. Trained as warriors with a very strict regimen of physical fitness and strength training and basic survival skills, wrestling and battling, all of that combat stuff. Can you imagine at 6 years old? So their children, what if their children, the Spartan children, met one of our children today? They would think that our kids are totally unprepared, our kids are weak. Our kids are not even aware that there are other kids that could be so prepared and ready for battle. If an attack was to happen, an attack against this country, not only aren't our children prepared, but we are not prepared. And unfortunately, there are spiritual battles taking place in the heavenly and spiritual realms. I said most Christians in the United States and probably other countries as well, they don't know about the scriptures that talk about the enemy roaming around like a lion seeking who to devour. They have things that are attacking them, but they're just thinking it's bad luck or fate, or they just accept that that's the way things are in their lives. They don't realize that sometimes it's an it's a spiritual attack, and that the devil is actually maneuvering things to harm them and to come against them. Sometimes people are used to come against you, but we know that it's not the person. It's not flesh and blood that's our enemy. Things are happening in the spirit realm, assignments to get us off track and to get us off of our purpose, God's purpose for us. So Kim, in this book, Kim Daniels talks about her time in the Army and how she was prepared to lead battles. Now, these are real battles, physical battles, but she relates them to spiritual battles. She even starts off by talking about basic training and how going to basic training, she comes from the hood. So, you know, the tactic in basic training is to kind of shake you up and shock you. They're yelling in your face. They're cursing at you. They're talking down to you. And she kind of just laughed at them because where she had come from was even worse than that. So they were not able to break her. And she was able to sell in the Army or in the military. And let me share something that she says. This is page 2 of Spiritual Boot Camp. All right. It says, spiritually speaking, I cannot write this book on boot camp as just a preacher or minister. God allowed me to be a non-commissioned officer, an NCO, in the United States Army so that I could draw from the training and authority that was imparted to me in my 7 years of service. Just as the drill sergeant received the hat, God gives mantles. There must be an apostolic authority and a designated mantle from the Lord to train people who will someday train others in the way of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I put on my spiritual drill hat and pray that you will get under the covering of what God is releasing through this book and walk in the generational authority of it. God says that we must come to him as children when it comes to the things of his word. No matter how long you have been saved, or what your title is, I pray that you will enter into the boot camp of the Lord as a private. When we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of the Lord, spiritual promotion comes in due season. Just as a new inductee into the United States Army stands before an Army official and is charged with the reasons for and qualifications of becoming a soldier in the Army, our field manual, which is the Bible, charges spiritual inductees with the reasons for becoming a member of God's Army and gives the qualifications and standards by which God's soldiers must abide. Following portions of scripture from our field manual are your charge into God's Army as we begin this book. So let me read some of the scriptures. I'm not going to read all of them. She has a couple. I'm going to read 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 8. And then we're going to take the oath, enlisting into God's Army. All right, so 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 through 8 says this. I charge you in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by, in the light of his coming and his kingdom, herald and preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency, meaning stand by, be at hand, and be ready. Whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, whether it is convenient or inconvenient, whether it is welcome or unwelcome, you as preachers of the word are to show people in the way their lives are going wrong and convince them, rebuking and correcting, warning and urging and encouraging them, being unflagging and inexhaustible in patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure or tolerate sound and wholesome instruction, but having ears itching for something pleasing and gratifying, they will gather to themselves one teacher after another, chosen to satisfy their own liking and to foster the errors they hold and will turn aside from hearing the truth and wander off into myths and man-made fictions. As for you, be calm and cool and steady. Accept and suffer unflinchingly every hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fully perform all the duties of your ministry. For I am already about to be sacrificed. My life is about to be poured out as a drink offering. The time of my spirit's release from the body is at hand, and I will soon go free. Fought the good, worthy, honorable, and noble fight. I have finished the race. I have kept firmly held the faith. As to what remains, henceforth, there is laid up for me the victor's crown of righteousness, for being right with God and doing right, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me and recompense me on that great day, and not to me only, but also to all those who have loved and yearned for and welcomed his appearing, his return. So that's one of the scriptures that she is using. She also uses 2 Timothy 3:1, 5, and verse 12 through 17. And then she goes into the oath of enlisting into God's army. She says that you are to raise both hands to the Lord and to repeat this oath. Insert your name. And I'll say, I, Kiki Strickland, renounce my flesh, the world, and every demonic realm that would hinder me from being all that I can be in Jesus Christ. I vow to serve the Lord Jesus with all my heart and soul and to be a gatekeeper in the kingdom and a contender of the faith. I will carry out every mission with excellence and submit my members to God first and then to those he has put in my life to rule over me. I renounce all past habits that would entangle me with people, places, and things to distract me from the vision of my calling. I submit myself to prayer, the studying of this operations guidebook and the Word of God, and to praise and worship as a lifestyle. I commit to love not my life unto death, as I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I will purpose to love and serve God's people with the agape love of God. My heart is prepared to walk in faith and receive the benefits of my enlistment. I believe that as I serve the Lord, he will provide for all my needs according to his riches and glory. I give my family, my possessions, and my cares over to the Lord, for he cares for me. Just as he oversees the lilies of the field, he will oversee my affairs. I put on my spiritual gear, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and the belt of truth. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And in one hand, I carry the sword of the Spirit, and in the other, the shield of faith. The blood of Jesus covers all that concerns me and everything I am assigned to do. I declare that when I am weak, God will be my strength. And when I am poor in every area of my life, he will be my wealth. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house, the army of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And then she has you sign and date the day that you actually took this oath. All right, that is just the introduction of this book. Then she gets into part one, the importance of God's army. Let me tell you a little bit else of what we'll be covering in some subsequent lessons. So the importance of God's army, characteristics of God's soldiers, spiritual disciplines, spiritual battle strategies. Yes, your spiritual operations training principles. Ooh, she even goes into spiritual martyrs. Ooh. All right, so that is just a little introduction into what we'll be doing I would like you to get the book. Again, it's called Spiritual Boot Camp, Basic Training and Supernatural Strategies for Combat Readiness by Kimberly Daniels. All right, so we have a lot to cover in the coming weeks. Come back for the rest of Spiritual Boot Camp. This has been Kiki Strickland of Daughters of Deliverance at daughtersofdeliverance.com. God bless you and see you next time.